Hello, and good evening. My name is Mr. Villain. Welcome to our urban legend segment for this evening. This is October, one of the best months of the year. If you should step outside, you'll see the October moon, otherwise known as the full moon harvest, or harvest moon. Later in the month, we'll all experience one of my favorite holidays, Halloween, or, as it's called in pagan terminology, Hallows Eve. Today, we have a special treat for you. We are talking today about the legend of the Skinwalker. So sit back, relax, and let's begin. Imagine you're alone in the middle of the desert. The air is still. The moon casts shadows that dance around you. Suddenly, you hear a rustle. Something's watching you, moving faster than any human should. You see glowing eyes in the distance, and then it's gone. Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Today, we're delving into the bone-chilling legend of skinwalkers. As they real or just the stuff of nightmares? These terrifying entities have haunted the Navajo for generations. But what's fact and what's fiction? Why do these stories refuse to fade? Tonight, we'll explore the origins, unravel the terrifying encounters, and question everything you thought you knew. So sit back, relax, and gaze in the relaxation of your thoughts. If you should so happen to peer out a window, look up at the October harvest moon, and let's begin our chat on the Skinwalker.
In the moonlight, shadows stir, whispers echo, a low soft purr, footsteps creeping through the sage. The skinwalkers hunt an ancient rage. The red fangs, they take their form under the cloak of a thunderstorm. Beware the eyes that gleam so bright, the silence shatters in the dead of night. Run, run from the night, the beast in the dark, out of sight. Skinwalker prowls, hungry for prey. In the shadows, it's where you'll stay. Feel the chill that grips your spine when the spirits whisper, it's your time. Coyotes howl, a chilling sound. In the silence, fear is found. A family's bond, now shattered and torn. In the wake of the curse, a child is mourned. Transforming shapes, the legends tell of a twisted fate that leads to hell. In the brush, you hear them call, the echoes of the ones who fall. Run, run from the night, the beast in the dark, out of sight. sight, skinwalker prowls, hungry for prey. In the shadows, it's where you'll stay. Feel the chill that grips your spine. When the spirits whisper, it's your time. Ancient rituals, a price to pay. For the power to hunt, to stalk, to slay. In every tale, a warning clear. To tread with caution, to harbor fear. For once they're near, there's no escape. The curse takes hold, it shapes your fate. So gather close, share the lore. For the skinwalker waits at your door. So if you wander, heed this warning. In the stillness, the dread is forming. Turn your back, don't dare to look. For the skinwalker waits by the ancient brook.
Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. Again, I'm your host, Mr. Villain. Skinwalkers play an essential role in Navajo spirituality and folklore. They're a cautionary tale representing what happens when one strays from cultural values and traditions, making them more than just a myth. They are moral lessons. The fear surrounding skinwalkers reinforces community bonds, ensuring cultural norms are respected. It reminds people to adhere to sacred laws and protects the Navajo community from external threats. The legend has captivated the imaginations of many, inspiring everything from art to cinema, helping bring Navajo folklore into the mainstream consciousness, albeit from varying degrees of accuracy. There's fear and stigma in Navajo culture. Being accused of being a skinwalker is a serious accusation. This can lead to stigmatization within the communities, fear-mongering, and in some cases, even harm to the individuals, including death. There's misinterpretations. Outsiders often distort or oversimplify the legend for entertainment, ignoring its cultural importance and turning it into a simple monster story without understanding the depth behind it. Sometimes the exaggeration of encounters are many, while reports of skinwalker sightings are numerous. They can often be exaggerated or fabricated. Spreading fear or misinformation about Native American culture and beliefs. There's a skeptical viewpoint, though. Could these sightings be psychological phenomena? Many who encounter skinwalkers describe experiencing intense fear, which could easily screw perceptions. Paranormal skeptics argue that what's often seen could be misidentified wildlife or even hoaxes. There's a lot of cultural appropriation as well. In recent years, skinwalkers have appeared in various horror films and TV shows. Critics argue that taking this legend out of its cultural context for mainstream entertainment could dilute its significance and perpetuate harmful stereotypes about Native Americans. But the origins, legends, and real encounters of the Skinwalker legend originates from Navajo belief in witchcraft. Unlike most witches, Skinwalkers possess the ability to transform into animals, such as coyotes, wolves, or even owls. To gain this power, however, one must commit an unspeakable act, such as murdering a close family member. Once transformed, Skinwalkers are said to move with supernatural speed, blend into their surroundings, and mimic the sounds of animals, or even humans. There are some famous encounters with Skinwalkers. Here are two particularly chilling encounters. The Sherman Family, Skinwalker Ranch, Utah. In 1996, Terry and Gwen Sherman purchased a ranch in northern Utah, only to experience bizarre, terrifying events soon after. They reported seeing large wolf-like creatures that were immune to bullets, glowing orbs in the sky, and strange mutilations on their cattle. Skinwalker Ranch, as it is known, has since become a hotbed for paranormal researchers. The Shermans eventually abandoned the property due to the relentless activity. Fact: over 200 incidents of unexplained phenomena have been reported at Skinwalker Ranch, ranging from UFO sightings to encounters with strange animals that were never before seen or heard of. New Mexico, 1994. A Navajo woman named Claire was driving alone at night when she saw a figure running alongside her car on all fours. The figure then stood up and kept pace with her car at 60 miles per hour. She described it as having glowing eyes and an animal-like appearance. After speeding away, she shared the story with her community. She believed she had encountered a skinwalker. The fact: the Navajo Nation has recorded a significant number of these sightings, though most go unreported due to fear of the skinwalker's supposed ability to seek revenge in the form of a curse on the family. So as we dive deep, we're separating fact from fiction. The fact: the belief in skinwalkers is deeply rooted in Navajo culture. They are not merely boogeymen, but represent the darkest side of human nature, those who betray the communities and turn to malevolent magic are subject to it. The fiction: many modern portrayals of skinwalkers in films and media depict them as mindless, bloodthirsty monsters, removing the complex cultural and spiritual layers that make them so much more than just a scary story. A fact: while sightings are most commonly reported in remote areas where Navajo traditions are still practiced, these encounters are often exaggerated. Many are likely a result of fear, heightened by the eerie solitude of the desert at night. We can go into statistics and numbers and sightings. Over the past decade, there have been more than 200 documented encounters with skinwalkers, primarily in the American Southwest. cultural awareness in this time. A 2019 survey found that 35% of Navajo respondents believe they have either encountered or know someone who has encountered a skinwalker. Paranormal research interest in skinwalkers has grown by over 50% in online search traffic since 2010, particularly due to shows like The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch. So what do you believe? Are skinwalkers ancient spirits protecting their land? Or just figments of our imagination, fueled by fear and isolation? As we've seen, the line between myth and reality blurs in the dark. Desolate corners of the Southwest, whether you believe or not, one thing's for sure, when you hear that coyote's howl or catch a shadow moving just a little too fast, you might find yourself questioning what's real. This is the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. This has been a part of our Urban Legend series for the month of October called Skinwalkers. And tonight, as you close your eyes, ask yourself one last time, what's actually lurking in the shadows? Nighty night.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.